heard around the world, around the world, around the world. This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We're grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again. Press play. The day college radio comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College radio is united.
Come on. Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now, connected to.
Can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's behind.
Hello, hello, hello. World College Radio Day. Woo!
World College Radio Day! Oh, guys, you are listening to Radio Sock Show on Galway in the west of Ireland. A beautiful day. We can say that, so it is going to be class. This is going to be a great show. And lads, it's 12 degrees out in Galway and it is October. Like,
that's pretty good.
Am I the only one right now? Like, good. It has been a momentous week for all of us on Flirt this week. We have reached our 25th anniversary and we had a 25-hour marathon Monday/Tuesday. And lads, it was epic. Epic, epic, epic. How are you doing, Liam?
Pretty good. It's been a pretty hectic week, all right? You could say that again.
Yeah, it's a different one, isn't it? It's really different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, looking back a year ago, never thought you'd be doing it from your bedroom rather than the studio, but your look, it's what life does.
We're just rolling with it, though. I think we've done quite well. Like, Flirt have adapted so well through all of this. And look, it's an unprecedented time for all of us, but I think we're rolling with it, and we're doing pretty well with it. Like, come on, it's World College Radio Day, and we are representing down on Wired FM, down in the lovely southwest of the country.
Yes, 99.9 FM.
Exactly, it's the year of the West. 2020 is the year of the West. Can you give us a few factorials for the audience around the world about our dear Wired FM, Liam?
Our dear Wired FM is located, as you mentioned, in Limerick. Around Limerick City, it works out of Mary Immaculate College and Limerick IT. It was founded in 1995 and produces 48 hours of programming a week.
Lovely.
Lovely, lovely stuff.
And we wish, of course, them the best of luck. They are on a little bit later. So two of us from Ireland this year, and it is fabulous. We are very incredibly honoured to have been picked to be representatives. I feel like represent your Ireland in your vision or something. That's weird.
On the world stage, baby.
Firstly, do you want to test now, Sog? Waterloo. Like, could we do something? Going to Waterloo. Flirt FM. I think we could do that if we really we could have something really good. So we have a good few topics on the owl plinth today. There have been some chaotic scenes in a zoo in the UK which hit headlines this week. Firing parrots in Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, Liam.
Oh, two parrots learned how to swear over quarantine, so they've had to be separated and moved to different ends of the zoo.
Do you know what? Like, I read up on it like the other day, and I thought the one thing that struck me is it was only like two of them at the start, and then there was like five of them, and they started teaching each other, but like I read it, it was like kids in a classroom trying to egg each other on. Apparently, like one would start, the other one would start laughing, and then they'd all start chiming in, and they were kind of just afraid that people would obviously get offended because a little like an adult would laugh, and with the adult, nearly took that as, oh my god, they're getting us. Like they fed off people's reactions. Like, that is just mind-boggling to me. I love it. Like, I think that's just like, we need that more. I'd go to Dublin Zoo every day if there was that kind of an attraction.
Oh, absolutely, every day. You never get us to leave.
I know. And like, the best thing is, like, they try to separate them just to think, oh, maybe they'll start. But one of the biggest fears they have is that they're gonna, like, they've moved to different colonies, and that they're afraid they're gonna start teaching the other parrots how to swear.
Yes.
And they're afraid, like, they've 250 birds on display that can mock. So they're all like, if we have 250 birds around, we don't know what we're gonna do. Like, it is in. Like, who would ever have thought of that? Like, it's like I've worked, look, like I've worked in the zoo, right?
And oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, we had a parrot, no, he wasn't a parrot, look, he was a cockatoo called Milo. And if any of my friends up in Tropical World are listening, we all know the trials and tribulations that come with our boy Milo. Because Milo flies at you and tries to attack you when you're feeding him. But Milo has a strange personality, but he has a few interesting points to him. He is a bird that dances to Jason Derulo. Like,
does he dance well?
You know, and his other favorite song is, you know that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know that one? What is the name of that song? You know that one? And
oh, I do know what you mean, yeah. I can't think what it's called either.
Bop. And, like, I remember the first time he did it, we were all kind of standing there going, are we saying this? But this is the thing. Like, he fully understood what he was doing, because as soon as you took out a camera, he'd stop.
Ah.
Going, ooh, cheeky devil. And he used to, like, go, what's the crack? Like, cockatoos and birds to me are just, like, we need more, like, visually in society, because I think that's what we need. Like, honestly, like, lockdown was just fabulous, like, and oh, they're just like, birds are class. Now, I wouldn't want one in my house, but birds are class. What has been your strangest, like, animal encounter? Have you ever, like, a time where you were standing there going, am I actually witnessing this? This is weird.
I remember, because I did the Dublin Zoo camp when I was younger. Ooh. And we learned the name of the kind of the alpha male orangutan.
Okay.
His name was Saibu. So then another time when I was there with my parents, I think, I just shouted across to him, Saibu! And he just turned around and kind of came up to the edge and kind of just hunkered down and was like, ooh. And I was like, yay!
Jesus.
That was probably the best one that I can remember now.
It's amazing though, like animals, it's surprising like that they actually can remember you. Like, I only worked in Tropical World, was the zoo up in Letterkenny, and I only worked there for a month, but it got to the stage that I could whistle at, say, the birds, and they'd come down on the perch, and I could, like, call the meerkats, and I'd call them by name, and they'd come, like, right up to the fence, and they'd be looking at you, like, and all the visitors would be standing beside you going, what is with that? Like, how have you done that? Oh, they know where the food comes from. But we had to...
Yes.
We had this little rainbow lorikeet called Priscilla, and I used to call her Priscilla because she was such a diva. And I had to negotiate how to get out of the enclosure or whatever, because she used to stand on the door and just chirp at me, and I used to trick her. Like, she used to get really irritated at me because I'd go step up and she'd step up on her food bowl, and I'd put her over in the corner. It's like putting baby in the corner.
Nice.
It's like, and I've never thought a bird could kind of give you that kind of, like, mean girl stare of, excuse me, how dare you? Like, and you could see it in her eyes. Like, it was insane. And I always had a bit of a fear of birds, because I had an incident when I was a child of me and my cousin Fiona, God love her, she was, like, in her 20s, and I was, like, still a kid. And she brought us down to the duck pond, I don't know, to feed the ducks or something, and there was, like, a pack of geese, but, like, territorial geese.
A gaggle of geese, rather than
a gaggle of geese, that is the word. And
depending on how aggressive these geese are, it could be a pack of geese.
Well, a pack of hyenas, because when they saw they took to chase us, and I'm short, right, but I was shorter. Took off down the road to her car, like, there was a pack of hyenas behind me. It was like the Lion King, Simba trying to get away from the herd of wild kind of a situation. Like, and we locked the doors, and the birds started, like, flying at the doors and, like, pecking at the doors, and I was like, this is like a horror movie. But, do you know the funny thing to come out of all of this? Lincolnshire Zoo, the one that I just said where the swearing birds they also went viral like earlier this year because they had a bird that started singing. And like we've got the clip here. It is absolutely insane. This is If I Were a Boy by Chico. Like what? Like
I That's amazing.
Like that's a bird. Like you know, anyway, you know, come on. Okay, if any of you are listening and you have had any strange animal encounters and you want to let us know, DM us on our Facebook and Instagram page, NUIG Radio Sock, and we will share it on air later. And we are also running a poll to see what is your favorite thing about Galway City. So do comment and let us know because we will be sharing it on the show later. So we are going to play another song now. This is a kind of a nod to our very own Galway City. This is Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran, which Paula, our producer and station manager, hates with a passion, but she loves it. So she's letting us play it for once. So you better enjoy this for what it's worth, guys, because you're never going to get this again. This is Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. Baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right side of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her. My pretty little Galway girl, are you my pretty little Galway girl? You know she beat me at darts and then she beat me at pool and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room where she was singing to me, you know she played. She fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl.
And now we all say the welcome and it's closing time. I was holding a hand, the hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. We fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl.
Yeah.
was Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations. And before that, we had Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran. First time that's going to be, and only time that's going to be played on Flirt FM 101.3. Welcome back to College Radio Day. I'm Liam with Lisa from Radio Sock.
Yes, we are. And yes, that is definitely going to be the one and only time you will ever hear that on Galway. Flirt FM, if really can help us. Fun fact though about Galway Girl, not only did it feature our very own Saoirse Ronan, but did you know that Ed Sheeran himself used to busk on Shop Street when he was a kid?
There you go. I heard he played in the Roisin Dubh. I didn't know he'd actually busked.
I didn't know he ever played in the Roisin Dubh. Huh.
That's what I heard.
There's two fun facts then.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But all the great buskers, end up playing the Roisin and getting big like that. Like, you know, in fairness, I'd say he's not the only one. Like, Galway Street Club doesn't know Galway Street Club, and they are huge in the busking community in Galway. Like, it's class. Mm. Like, I think, you know, like, with the big thing with the buskers last year, I think it was a... It's been a shame. Like, I don't know about you, Liam, but I miss the buskers on Shop Street. Like, I know there's a few, but with Corona and with everything going on, it's not the same.
Like, it's really not the same. You're right. It's one of those things that I feel, you know, it'll come back soon enough, I reckon.
Like, you know, the poll we're doing currently on Facebook and Instagram, the majority of people are saying, like, their favourite thing about Galway City is the buskers and the busking community. So that, like, that must say an awful lot. And it's young people and it's old people and everyone seems to love them. It's only a minor that thinks they're a nuisance. So I think we should be encouraging more people to support them because, you know what, it's a livelihood for a lot of people and it's a great, it brings the magic to Galway City that we have. Not many people have the atmosphere we have in our city.
Absolutely not. No. Yeah. Like, even when you go abroad, no buskers at all. Like, at least in Dublin, there is a few, though it's a larger city and, you know, they're not kind of as present as they might feel like they are in Galway. But, yeah, so I was in Berlin a year ago. No, not a busker in sight anywhere. And it's a great city. But it just doesn't have that character, that, you know, real sort of artistic flair that Galway has.
So why was Galway picked as the European capital of culture? It's even a question of why. Like, it's just obvious. It's been a great... Yeah. Mm.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's plays such a big part in, you know... Yeah, like what we were saying, just in kind of what the city is, what it represents, who lives there.
Their name.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Like, it just...
Sorry, Lisa, you've kind of cut off there. Rip. I think we'll move to another tune, will we? It's nearly about time.
Yeah.
So, what's up next on the old soapbox?
Well, we've a few old things, but I think first we should hear from the World College Radio Day people. Because this is...
Yes.
We are doing this, so... Let's play that.
Today is World College Radio Day.
Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria. La radio como nunca antes la has escuchado.
College Radio Day is ready to rock the world.
Aujourd'hui, c'est World College Radio Day.
Idag är det World College Radio Day.
La giornata mondiale delle radio studentesche.
World College Radio Day. A day like you've never witnessed before.
We used to be giants. When did we stop? Just say the word and I'll be yours. You know I never forgot.
The hope and the
hurt has lived inside of me. There's gold in the dirt I never took the time to see. But I knew what it's worth when you walk beside of me. And my hand fit in yours like a bird would find the breeze. We used to be giants. When did we stop? Song in the silence, but time catches up. Just say the word and I'll be yours. You know I never forgot. I knew from the start you'd be the one to set me free. That day in the park when the hurt would hide from me. Those eyes used to know me. It's been way too long. Never forgot. We were the song in the silence. With time catches up. Just say the word and I'll be yours. You know I never forgot. We used to be giants. Giants. Oh, I still love you though. I still love you though.
That was Giants by Dermot Kennedy, a homegrown artist from right here in Ireland. Welcome back to World College Radio Day. You are listening to Flirt FM 101.3. I'm Liam from Radio Sock and NUIG. With me is Lisa,
Vice Auditor of Radio Sock. So that was, as you said, that was Dermot Kennedy. And he is a fabulous artist from the Green Isle. And he is doing incredibly well, and I really hope he does well overseas because he's class. Like, he's some absolutely tiny music. And we have had a very special bit of a notice today from our very own Mayor Mike Hubbard of Galway. Like, this is incredible. Mm. Like, you know, it's just brilliant to be able to have such an interest in college radio. And we are going to hear from the man himself now, thank God.
Look, yeah, hello to everybody around the world. You're listening in to the if I'm a bit selfish, the best city in the world and the best third levels in the world. This is the city to be in as the European capital of culture, as we spoke of. But look, well done to everybody who's taking part in today. And as those students, as you said, go on here to portray Galway across the world, I wish them the very best because God knows now more than ever, we need everyone to pull on the jersey and bat for Galway. And as we recover, all going well post-COVID-19 and as I said to somebody yesterday, I cannot wait for the day you turn on a news station or a news bulletin and there's no word of COVID. That is what we're looking forward to. And to get us into a situation where Galway survives and thrives after that, we need everyone to pull on a jersey or the diaspora around the world. So if people are listening right across the world, use yourself and your situation, wherever you are, to sell Galway as the place to.
I got choked up with that.
Well,
okay, I'm not even going to lie.
Ah, man. Oh, well, that's a great message. It's a great message.
That is a fabulous message. And like, he hit on so many points that we just have to get through as well. You know, it is a very difficult time, no matter where you are in the world. And I think what's so important about this day in particular, World College Radio Day, the whole slogan of this day is Global Solidarity Work. It's a hashtag that you may have seen going through all the social media pages and all the radio stations around the world that are taking part on this day. Lads, no matter, like, we are on radio and we love radio, and you know, if you need, like, in a time like this, you need to be able to band together and just take the best out of a really bad situation, because it's very difficult. And I think with all of the negativity that is surrounding these past few months, and especially on social media, I think it's a really positive thing to have good music, nice people, good chat, and just to be seen to be together, even though we're very much apart in this kind of time and at this moment in time. And I just think
absolutely
summed it up. And he said, right, like, I'm not a Galway woman. I'm from Wicklow and you're from Dublin. But when you reach Galway, it's a very special city, because you become a part of the city. You know, through,
you really do. Yeah. It's such a welcoming place. That, you know, really, no matter where you've come from initially, like, the city really does welcome you with open arms, and you just fall in love with it.
It does. And he's dead right about, you know, European Capital Culture was this year and one of the cities awarded with such an absolutely incredible title, and it's been an absolute honour. Now, unfortunately, we've had a bit of a obstacle throughout. We had the storm that kind of put an end to the ceremony back in February, I believe, and then and all the great plans kind of were unfortunately tampered with. But for what it's worth, I think there's no more deserving of a city than Galway.
No, I certainly couldn't argue with you, and I wouldn't dream of doing that.
No, like, we you wouldn't have to listen to me. But yeah, I think the whole poll that we're running on social media at the moment about what's your favourite thing about Galway, that I think it's a thing we can, like, it's a thing you can all answer, because we all have treasured memories of Galway. Like, I've only been here 3 years. I know people who've been here 20 years. And
yeah,
always something positive in Galway. Like, the Comedy Carnival in Roisin Dubh has started back going live with seated arrangements, and that you can actually enjoy a live show in person. Now, obviously, with masks and all the regulations are adhered to, and, you know, but it's just so incredible to be able to still have a vibrant city throughout a very difficult time. And I don't think I don't know how you wouldn't want to get visit Galway. Like, I Galway, the fact that I live in such a class city.
Yes, and, like, and even the simple things, like, say, to go back to our poll, a shout out to Dorothy McLaughlin. She says the best thing about Galway is just going for a ramble, just walking around the city. And that, it just takes you up. It doesn't even have to be, you know, a full proper event. It's just, like, it's almost like there's always a party going on nearly. Now, obviously,
yeah,
atmospherically, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think people are dead right, and I think Mike really summed up everything we would want people that aren't from Galway to know. And do you know what? I would 100% recommend anyone who's listening, who maybe our friends in the States or over in England or Scotland or Spain, if you want to go and visit a vibrant city that has just everything to offer, even at a time where, you know, not many things, you can't access many things, Galway is the place for you. If you are an artist, this is the place for everyone. So at this point, I'm going to stop talking about Galway, because, come on, I'm not a very, I'm like the Galway advertiser. Okay. So we are going to play a bit more music. I think we have a track that may sum up the vibe of this year, but it's in a positive light. This is Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger.
Slip inside the eye of your mind.
World College Radio Day.
Today is World College Radio Day.
Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria. La radio como nunca antes la has escuchado.
College Radio Day is ready to rock the world.
Aujourd'hui c'est World College Radio Day.
Idag är det World College Radio Day.
La giornata mondiale delle radio studentesche.
World College Radio Day. A day like you've never witnessed before.
That was Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. What a day. So, you are back listening to World College Radio Day. This is Flirt FM 101.3. I'm Liam, and this is Lisa.
Woo!
Yeah.
And you are listening to the Radio Talk Show. So, at this point of the show, I think it is quite apt to talk about the societies and how it may be a little bit different for all of us this year. So Socks Day was this week and we had three virtual fairs, and it has been an interesting go of it, just purely to see how this year will progress. I think we have a great chance of progressing really well this year, Liam, do you?
Absolutely, yeah. We got a good number of new people coming in, new first years who are interested in joining, who are interested in radio. And I think that goes right across the board for a lot of the other societies. Like, I think people were unsure as to how many people would turn out for the sign-ups, but a lot of people did. a lot of new people did, and a lot of people who've been in college for a while, even who haven't been involved that much, have as well. So it's, yeah, people are really kind of,
yeah, societies are,
I'm pulling together.
Societies are an absolute, like, part of a college life, though. You know, like, we get in, well, I know I get involved really, really heavily with a lot of societies. I've been involved with the musical society, I've been involved with the drama society, but obviously I've been involved with the radio society and I've absolutely loved it. Do you recommend for anyone around the world who has a local society for radio or has a local radio station in their town, do you recommend that they join, and why do you recommend?
Oh, I would 100% recommend they join, yeah, as a volunteer or just get involved in some way. Because, say, my own exposure to radio was when I was in a youth group back in Dublin. The local radio station is a small little community radio station, Phoenix FM. The youth club organized sort of a takeover,
okay,
during their 24-hour charity run. So me and a couple of other people got to do a show for an hour.
Okay.
And that was, it was a big, like, that was my first time properly doing radio. This was when I was like 15. And it gave me a massive big confidence boost. You know, I felt like I used to be kind of nervous about like public speaking and whatever. But like after that, it's not so much of a big deal anymore. So I, like, from that side of things, and even joining Radio Sock recently, In over the last 2-3 years in college, you know, the whole the technical side of it, doing the desk work and all that, that's given, because I'm a musician as well, like it's just great experience for that whole side of things, you know, just working with music, working with sound in general and all that. It's brilliant for anyone who has even just a remote interest in, say you just like listening to the radio, you're interested in just, or you're just presenting. I can't recommend it more.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, I'd say that was an incredible opportunity. Like, I only really discovered my love of radio in first year when I started my own show on Flirt. And, like, the thing about college radio and student radio is it's very, it can seem very daunting to people, maybe from an outside view. Like, I'd never done radio, and I literally, my only kind of entrance to that was in Leaving Cert Day, my teacher made us write like a radio program for an assignment, and I kind of, like, I know it sounds absolutely ridiculous, and I wrote it and I got a really good grade, and that kind of was like, I might try this. I seem to, like, I'm able to talk and talk and talk and talk, as many people know. So, you know, I was able to find a voice, really, with my passions. Like, I would be huge into arts and entertainment, and thus I run a show on Flirt with that kind of a subject matter. And when I went into first year, I beelined, and I mean beelined, for the Flirt FM, like, station in the Society's Day, which, for those of you that aren't from Ireland, it's basically like a society fair, I suppose, would be maybe the American equivalent, where all of the groups and societies in the college go into a big hall, and you can go up to all the tables and you can talk about the society, you can ask questions, you can get to know how to get into it. And, like, it was absolutely incredible. And I then did a training session with Flirt, and I learned how to use the desk. I never thought I'd get the opportunity to do that. I thought, oh, it'd be just me speaking to it, to a laptop all day. Now, obviously, it's a bit different this year. But it was an absolutely incredible entrance into, become like a second family to me. Like, I don't know what I'd be or do without radio at this point. You know, I can't see myself ever not doing it. And I think that's the best, like, sign off for any hobby, is when you can't live without it. You know, and, like, Radio Sock, I only joined Radio Sock after I had done a show. Like, I always do things backwards, and I joined here as a PRO, and I did posters, and I just annoyed people on social media, and now I'm voice auditor. And it's just, it's amazing to be able to like put it out there to other people and to encourage people to actually engage in their society or in their hometown. Like, I kill for a radio station at home. Maybe not kill, but you know what I mean. Like, figure it out.
I know what you mean.
And I think it's a big thing now, especially with the fact that everything's virtual. I don't think it's a barrier to us. I think it's actually a new level that we can bring ourselves to. Like, we can do all these shows on, like, we're live on Zoom currently. Like, we can do this, like, throughout the year. So if you're afraid to join societies like ours, like Radio Sock, don't be, because you can do so many things virtually nowadays. You can do talks virtually. You can do shows virtually. You can do events virtually. Like, we did a virtual, well, it was in person as well, but we live streamed an event last year during our 24-hour marathon in aid of Let's Get Talking Galway. And it was an absolute huge success, the cornerstone of how good it can be. So if you want to get involved in Radio Sock, this is all I'm saying, in Galway anyway, and there's loads of societies around the country and colleges like Wired and Queen's and in Belfast. If you want to do this, just go onto your society's page for your college. And for us, you go onto your space account in NUI Galway, and you just join the society, and you can get all the emails from us, and we will let you know on social media. And if you're not following us already, we are NUIG Radio Sock on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So I don't think there's any reason why you wouldn't want to join the society, to be honest. I know that's a bit of a tap on our back, but I think college radio is amazing, and it's incredible to be able to be doing the show today as part of World College Radio Day.
And I just absolutely
thank you to Flirt and Paula, who is nodding away in delight, and to Owen and Heather and everything for keeping us on the ropes this week and helping us out and doing an absolute cracker of a job. So if you are working with a class station manager like we are, and volunteers, give them a pat on the back and thank them, because they do an awful lot for us and they don't get the credit they deserve. So I think before I start,
whoa,
I can feel myself tearing up. I think we should have a showcase now to the great Irish music that we have on this in this fabulous country. And we have some brilliant tracks to finish out the show. So to me, well, from me to you, have a beautiful day. Have a lovely year, and happy World College Radio Day.
Yes, indeed. All around the world, have a blast. Woohoo!
Went to the wrong school, wearing the wrong shoes. They told me that I should sit down and just bite my tongue. Cause if you're lucky, you'll get to university, say three Hail Marys, and everything bad will be gone. But I'm so tired of standing still, and I'm not buying what you're trying to sell. So don't wake me up if you're only gonna tell me to give it up. Then say everything I do is never enough, cause you're lying through your teeth. We don't fit into your boxes, we're all different underneath. Don't wake me up. When I got my first guitar, my father told me, son, four chords is all you need to show people just who you are. So I played to strangers down by the back streets, and every time they caught me dreaming, I'd say, don't wake me up if you're only gonna tell me to give it up. Trying to sell, so don't wake me up. Oh, don't wake me up if you're only gonna tell me to
today is World College Radio Day.
Today is World College Radio Day.
Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria. La radio como nunca antes la has escuchado.
College Radio Day is ready to rock the world.
Aujourd'hui, c'est World College Radio Day.
Idag är det World College Radio Day.
La giornata mondiale delle radio studentesche.
World College Radio Day. A day like you've never witnessed before.
Taking off my t-shirt, and I'll be dancing till my feet hurt. I got trouble on my mind. Why would we change a thing? Our time is now, we won't change for no one. Why would we change a thing? And why would we change? 'Cause we are young, we are free, and we've got no place else to be. So raise a glass and drink with me, baby. Follow me, you'll see. We'll be young forever. We'll be young forever. Yeah, I've been dreaming of the summertime. We'll start the car and drive under the red sky. I'll try to kiss her when the time's right, 'cause I'm in love with those blue eyes. Yeah, I'll probably get a sunburn, but that won't stop me from taking off my t-shirt. And I'll be dancing till my feet hurt. I got trouble on my mind. Why would we change a thing? Our time is now, we won't change for no one. And why would we change a thing? And why would we change? 'Cause we are young, we are free, and we've got no place else to be. So raise a glass and drink with me, baby. When we're old, we will know that we were never on our own. So take my hand, follow me, you'll see. We'll be young forever. My friends, we simply cannot lose. And I will always remember you. 'Cause we are young, and we are free, and we've got no place else to be. So raise a glass and drink with me, baby. And we'll be young forever.
Around Galway on FM and around the world on flirtfm.ie. This is Galway's alternative station, Flirt FM.
Hello, back again.
Right, so we are going to finish out today with our very beautiful and brilliant home band that we are so unbelievably proud of and love. Picture this. New track.
A new track?
A new track. A very good last, as far as I can remember from the notes I took. So this is by Picture This.
And next up, we are going to Edinburgh for World College Radio Day.
Woo!
Oh, woo!
Hey! Happy World College Radio Day, people! Hey!
Heard around the world, around the world, around the world.
This is the day we all come together.
You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.